My next guest is no stranger to the Triple M network. In fact, well, he's working on the Triple M network at the moment, filling in on the breakfast show at Triple M Adelaide. Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets. G'day, mate.
G'day, Stephen. How are you, mate?
Very, very well, mate. I'll tell you what, it wasn't that long ago you'd hijacked the Triple M Newcastle studios. You've been on the Gold Coast with Al Shield. Now you're filling in at Adelaide. You'll have to be a full-timer before long, wouldn't you?
Yeah, mate. I've been associated with Triple M since about 96. Started doing homegrown and filling in for a bloke from that was on air in Sydney at that stage. And yeah, it's been a long association. I'm stoked that that Newey's got Triple M now. It's a brand I love,
mate. As a rock star, how do you go getting up early enough to do breakfast radio?
Oh, I'm a dad too, so I got a good training in that. Ever since I've had kids, you know, I still have fun when we're out on the road and stuff like that. But once you get home, then you know that you've got to get up at in time to get the breakfast and get the kids off to school and not be too shabby. So I'll have to thank the kids for that.
Mate, you're a glutton for punishment. Not only, I mean, you've been the front man of the Screaming Jets for years, but now the front man of the Angels as well. Some people would just say you were greedy.
Mate, I do love performing. I'm a bit of a show-off, but yeah, I've been with the Angels for about 7.5 years now, and the Jets are coming up on our 30th anniversary next year, and just great to be working and getting out there and playing to big houses still, and you got to make hay while the sun shines, I guess.
Indeed, and this year saw the Jets release their 8th studio album, Got You Covered, and you're heading out on tour. Well, they're starting this weekend.
Yeah, mate, we're Sydney, Marrickville Factory Friday night, and then Newcastle, the Cambridge Hotel, which is probably, mate, we started off at the Cambridge Hotel supporting other bands a long, long time ago, but yeah, Got You Covered. It's a bit of a you know, blast in the past, because I started off in a cover band as a young fella, as most people do. So it's really good fun just to revisit the classics and have a big sing-along.
It must be a lot of fun doing that, because I mean, as somebody that would have grown up, as you say, doing cover gigs in pubs and clubs around the place, and you know, I mean, you've got to be a fan of music to be a performer, to actually go into the studio and record these absolute classics. What's it like?
Oh, mate, we're actually going to do a bit kind of on the fly, and then our producer found out that we were going to do it, and he said he wanted to get involved. So once he came on board, it became a bit more of a serious undertaking. And mate, we went in there and whittled down a list. I think we had about 30 songs, and whittled it down to 15 or 17 actually, and you know, recorded them, and then 15 made it onto the album. Just it's a blast, really, because I don't have to come up with any melody lines, and everyone knows what they have to play, so it's just good fun and trying to get the best performance.
And you probably know the words better than you know the words to your own songs.
Yeah, well, look, I've found out a few Mondegreens that I've been singing. I've actually there's a few made it onto the record that made it through before I realised I was singing the wrong words. But there's an old adage in the songwriting game, and that's when it comes to publishing, change a word, get a third. So I'm hoping to make some publishing royalties off my amendments to well-known songs.
I like the way you put that, amendments to well-known songs.
I just thought it sounded better, you know.
Indeed. Mate, so let's have a look at that. So as you said, you're at the Factory Theatre in Marrickville on Friday in Sydney, Saturday back home to Newcastle at the Cambridge Hotel, then back to Adelaide and Melbourne this month, as well as the Kingscliff Hotel in Kingscliff, New South Wales. But then next year, this is a full-on tour, mate.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, she goes all the way through January. We kind of don't get any weekends off over the Christmas period, and then February, the Red Hot Summer Tour starts, and that's Angels and Jets on the same bill with Susie Quattro and the Baby Animals and a bunch of other bands, so that'll be kicking into the 30th year with style.
So you've got to play two sets.
Yeah. Look, I coppered about this because you know, talking about cover bands before, they have to play three or four sets a night, and And, you know, when I found out that I, you know, people found out I was doing two sets, they've been saying to Jimmy, who's our guitar player, that, oh, how's Gleeso? It's hardcore, you know, and that's why he's at set that gigs where he's doing three sets, and he just kind of looks at him like, yeah, you sure it's that hard? You know, so, no, it's good fun. I get a break. The Jets will go on, then the Baby Animals, so I can get in the ice bath and then get me good gear on and go out with the Angels.
I love it. Mate, you made me feel very old. 30 years of the Screaming Jets. I think it's fantastic. Yeah. The album and the tour is called Gotcha Covered. Dave Gleeson, good to talk to you, mate.
Cheers, Stephen. Thank you very much for your time, mate.
That's Dave Gleeson from the Screaming Jets. I'll put those tour dates up on our website, and here's the Jets Classic now.